Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Danny Ishai Behan, welcome to Chai FM, and thank you for talking to us here in Johannesburg.
Thank you for having me.
So the article that you wrote I found particularly fascinating because on the face of it, we're talking about Gal Gadot playing Cleopatra, and yet the issues are so much more than that. They take us to issues of colonization, of indigeneity, Ashkenazi Jews. Do you want to give me a rundown of what you were trying to say in the article that you wrote for the Times of Israel?
There's a big concern in the United States and I think in the West in general about whitewashing, about, you know, white people playing roles that are playing POC roles, roles of people of color. But I think this was different. I think this controversy was really a microcosm of the entire anti-Zionist campaign's claim that Jews are not indigenous to the Middle East, and if Jews are indigenous to the Middle East, then obviously there wouldn't be this controversy since, you know, Cleopatra is an Egyptian pharaoh. And I think that a lot of this controversy stems from a refusal to accept that Ashkenazi Jews, that is, you know, Judeans who sojourned in Europe, are actually native to the region.
The other thing that I find absolutely fascinating about people who take that particular line is that they just ignore what today is the majority of the Jewish Israeli population, i.e. those who come from Arab land.
Yes, I know. People do tend to overlook that, although I think that's why they hem in on the fact that Gal Gadot in particular is entirely of Ashkenazi Jewish descent. And I think that if she were Mizrahi or Sephardi or something else, there probably wouldn't be as much or any controversy over it. But accepting the legitimacy of an Ashkenazi Jew in what appears to be an authentic Middle Eastern role is something a lot of anti-Zionists and anti-Semites in the West cannot allow, because it collapses their entire ideology that Ashkenazi Jews are not from the Middle East.
So Danny, where are Ashkenazi Jews from? Who are Ashkenazi
Jews? Ashkenazi Jews are from Israel. They originate in the land of Israel and were exiled into Europe by the Romans and by later conquerors. And throughout their sojourn there, they were mostly isolated and married within the community, within the tribe, and to this day, they trace more than half of their ancestry to the land of Israel, to the Middle East more broadly.
So the importance of your argument is that once you've proved the connection of Ashkenazi Jews to the land of Israel, then that whole colonial debate, that whole colonial accusation that gets levied at Ashkenazi Jews for being colonizers, white, European, etc., that just falls apart.
Yes, pretty much.
No, it's absolutely fascinating. And I mean, then you took it down to the fact that Cleopatra herself was in fact not Egyptian. So go figure, you know, who can play what. And we're living in a bit of an insane world where color prescribes what you can and can't do. You mentioned that Jake Gyllenhaal had the same accusation leveled against him.
Yes, although I kind of sympathize with the fact that, you know, people want, you know, the role to go to an actual Persian because Persians are still underrepresented. I do think it's nonsense that Jake Gyllenhaal is being presented as this totally non-Middle Eastern guy, you know, parading around as a Middle Easterner, because he is half Jewish. His mother is Jewish, as is mine.
Absolutely. I mean, by any halachic standard, that makes you Jewish. Danny Ishai Behan, thank you for agreeing to talk to us this afternoon. Thank you for writing that article, which I found so absolutely fascinating in the Times of Israel. And I just would like to tell anybody who's interested that there are a whole bunch of articles that you have written that appear there under your blog. So all of them worthwhile, all of them dealing with identity, Jewish identity, one way or another. And Danny, thank you for talking to us this afternoon.
No problem. Glad to do it.